Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A little quieter, a little colder this morning in the wake of the minor storm system that brought several inches of snow to southern and eastern portions of the region, just a dusting or light coating across the north, that storm currently heading for the icy waters of the North Atlantic. Meanwhile, what was once an Arctic high still bringing a deep freeze to the southern U.S., centered over Louisiana and Mississippi, positioned to our south, it creates a west-to-southwest airflow here, steering milder air in our direction tomorrow into the weekend. This should keep skies partly to mostly sunny through southern portions of our region. However, this airflow does cross Lake Ontario, encouraging more clouds, even a few snow showers over northern areas, especially across the higher terrain. A couple of minor disturbances embedded in this airflow, one coming through tonight, another on Saturday with a few snow showers for the northern mountains, behind the one on Saturday, slightly colder for Sunday. Now the forecast, mostly cloudy from the Adirondacks and Route 2 north, a few snow showers mainly over the higher terrain this afternoon, and partly to mostly sunny south of Route 2, highs in the 20s. Tonight, periods of clouds, a chance of a few snow showers north, especially the northern Adirondacks, lows teens east, upper teens and low 20s west. Friday, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers north in the morning, some periods of sun, especially east of the Green Mountains, highs upper 20s and low 30s. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.